Listener Production.
3 degrees in Hobart. Good morning. I'm Tessa Randello. Hobart is the least affordable capital city to own a car, with families paying more than $20,000 a year. The AAA compared the cost of vehicles with the average income in Tasmania. Spokesperson Michael Bradley says Aussies are having to put aside a lot more to get around.
The average Australian household has to pay 15.8% of its income on transport. That means that one in every $6 they've got at their disposal is going to getting them around, and this is much higher than what this used to be.
Grab your warmest jacket this morning. It feels like we're in the negatives. Overnight, Hobart hit lows of 1.6 degrees, but Brooke Oakley from the Bureau of Meteorology says it will warm up later today.
Well, for today, it's going to be a fine and mostly sunny day with a top of 15 degrees. That doesn't sound that warm, but the average maximum temperature in June for Hobart is 12.4 degrees.
Tasmania is seeing a rise in the number of serious collisions. It's up 17% on last year and 30% higher for motorbikes. It comes as a 28-year-old woman died after a head-on collision in Dromedary on Saturday, the third death now in 2 weeks. And support for the Voice to Parliament has continued its steady decline, according to a fresh news poll out this morning. Just 46% of voters are committed to ticking the yes box, compared with 43% in the no camp. After being stood down twice, North Melbourne's Taron Thomas returned to senior footy in yesterday's one-goal loss to the Bombers. He collected 17 disposals, 5 tackles and a goal. Ratten says there's no doubting Thomas has talent.
You know, when the ball's in his hand, we keep the footy, and, you know, he's quite electric. So, you know, he'll be better for the run, but it was good to get him back into senior footy and be a part of the group and play, and he did a good job.
And Jack Jumpers veteran Jared Weeks has announced his retirement from the NBL following a 254-game career.